Anya hadn't seen her hand move behind the thick velvet curtain, but when she turned, the young woman clutched the hilt of Giraldus Cambrensis' sword.
You don't have to do this.
Don't I?
The blade changed as she raised it. A trail of blue flames licked along the cutting edge until the entire length of the ancient blade was enveloped in fire. Every muscle in Owenna's arm struggled with the weight of the sword and the implications of what taking the first swing meant.
You're not a killer. I've met killers, and believe me, you don't want to be one.
You'd know, wouldn't you? You killed my father, after all.
The flame surged, the sheer blue of it intensifying, casting a ghostly glow across everything in the room.
Do you believe in balance, Anya?
Anya took a few steps back, biding her time, still hoping she could talk Owenna down.
Counterparts! Like salt and pepper, yin and yang, day and night, these things go together. One cannot exist without the other, like good and evil, life and death. The world needs balance.
I can see that.
I'm glad you understand. You see, there must be balance in all things. Where there is crime, there must be punishment. You took his life, you have to face the consequences of your actions. You must be punished!
Anya barely evaded the blow, stumbling in the process as she scrambled backward. She needed to defend herself. She didn't want to kill the woman, just subdue her, disarm her. Anya stepped back, and her foot came down on an old leather journal. Anya went sprawling across the floor with Owenna looming over her, every bit as wild-eyed as her dead father had ever been. She felt the heat of Owenna Llewellyn's blade on her arm as she reached out into the otherwhere. The pain only lasted a moment as the blue flame scorched her skin. Owenna dropped onto Anya's chest, pinning her arm, and brought the firebrand sword up in front of her face.
It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye, Anya!
She pushed the edge of the blade up towards Anya's eyes. The writhing blue flame crept up across her line of sight, filling her vision. Anya arched her back, bucking and writhing, trying desperately to dislodge the woman from on top of her. But she clung on, pushing harder and harder, moving the flame closer to Anya's face.
An eye for an eye!
Anya felt the pressure ease and realized that Owenna had lifted the sword, intending to drive the blade through her skull. She barely stopped the killing blow inches from her face.
What?
Anya saw the shock in Owenna's face. She didn't hesitate. Owenna's head rocked back, and she lost her grip on the sword. Anya scrambled to her feet. Tears stung her face. Every inch of her skin felt as though it were on fire. Her sleeve was black and smoldering where it had touched the sword. She didn't want to think what her face looked like. She focused on the sword in her hand.
I don't want to kill you, Owenna. One death doesn't cancel out another. That isn't balance, that's just two corpses.
Shut up!
Owenna picked up the sword again. Anya parried blow after blow, fending off the attacks, knowing that Owenna didn't have her stamina, even if the blade somehow imbued her with unholy strength. It had to end eventually. Beads of sweat streamed down Owenna's face. Her mouth bled from Anya's fist. Again and again, Owenna swung, coming at her, but the intensity of the attacks lessened as she tired. Anya felt the strain, too. The muscles in her sword arm burned where it had been touched by the blue flame.
I didn't kill him, Owenna. It was an accident.
I don't believe you!
She didn't seem to care if Anya hurt her or not. There was no thought to defense.
Just because you don't believe me doesn't mean I'm lying. Please, I don't want to hurt you.
Liar!
Owenna launched another dizzying flurry of blows, all with the sole intention of cleaving Anya's head from her shoulders.